10 is wrapping up its first full week of coverage in the 2021 fall season, and of course we're thankful to have you watching. My name is Carl Azus, and we're returning to the capital of Afghanistan today, where a terrorist attack was carried out on Thursday. Two bombers targeted people near a gate at Hamid Karzai International Airport in the city of Kabul. When we put this show together, Afghan officials were saying that more than 60 people were killed, and U.S. officials said that 12 American service members were among them. In April, U.S. President Joe Biden announced that American combat forces would leave Afghanistan by September 11th after serving more than 19 years in the Asian country. The U.S. withdrawal date was later moved up to August 31st, and President Biden said threats to U.S. forces were a big reason why the pullout should be completed by then. But his administration has been criticized over the way the withdrawal has been carried out, and the president's suggestion that hundreds of thousands of Afghan troops were prepared to defend their country when Afghanistan's military and government collapsed in a matter of weeks in early August. One big challenge for the U.S. and other countries involved in the Afghan conflict has been getting tens of thousands of their citizens and allies out of Afghanistan. These include interpreters and people who worked with the U.S. and allied governments. They now fear they'll be targeted by the Taliban, the group that swiftly took control back in Afghanistan. For weeks, scores of people have been trying to get into Kabul's international airport and out of Afghanistan from there. It's become a symbol of the chaos amid the U.S.-led military withdrawal from the country. At this point, Afghanistan's Taliban rulers are not suspected in Thursday's airport bombing. U.S. officials believe that a terrorist group called ISIS-K, an enemy of the Taliban, is responsible. Following the attack, several countries announced they'd continue their efforts to get their allies out. 10-second trivia. In what nation would you find the fastest train in the world? France, Japan, China, or South Korea? A Chinese bullet train can travel as fast as 373 miles per hour, but it only has one line in use right now, measuring 19 miles. Meals at $250 per person. That's what Chef Q Ibrahim was serving at her supper club in Evanston, Illinois before COVID hit. But a crash in her business opened her eyes to another opportunity. The chance to help people in need get a good meal at a time when their incomes had been hurt by COVID shutdowns and in places where fresh quality food was in short supply.
When I'm in the kitchen, I'm absolutely in my element. It is definitely a way for me to express myself. Cooking is a love language. You want to make someone happy. It's my ultimate expression of love. My career has been like started from the bottom and I'm here. I decided to open my own business, an underground supper club. When COVID hit, I lost everything. Catering and the supper club was gone because no one was coming out. I didn't know where my next penny was coming from. I didn't know if I would be able to pay any bills. In normal times, before the pandemic, I was volunteering with a lot of community organizations.
So I see some early peas. Oh, this is a good one. Check those out. Those were really good.
I teach kids urban agriculture and I educate in the urban gardens.
So we got a bunch of mustard greens. We got a bunch of collard greens.
Many of them are in food deserts. When the pandemic hit, within the first week of schools closing down, when I would talk to parents and grandparents, the average person would say, hey, I'm fine, but you would hear the sound linger in their voice that said they were not fine. They did need help. And I was getting calls like, are you doing any chef camps? And it hit me that maybe parents were looking for a place during the day for their kids to come and get a meal. So it was really easy for me to say, let me cook. Initially, I was feeding 9 families. And within a week, we were at like 75 people. At this time, it was just me. The word got out so rapidly. And then within a couple weeks, we were able to get funding and we got donations. Oh yeah, look at that color. We're providing meals for people that have been financially impacted by COVID 3 to 5 times a week. Woo! We've served over 60,000 meals in the past 14 months. The families that I serve, a lot of them are single parents. A lot are seniors. It was really important for me to make sure that the meals were healthy and nutritious. We always make sure that there is something fresh on the plate. We're very veggie-centric.
I'm excited. It's the best part of the day.
We source a lot of food from the community gardens.
Oh, look how beautiful they are.
I'm working with local farms and local producers.
Oh, this is delicious. Right? That's really good.
It was important to me to treat the people that we serve with complete dignity.
Let's go.
So a typical day in the kitchen is, in the morning, we start prepping the menu. We go over notes. We go over the dietary restrictions. We know how many kiddos we have. And then we start preparing the meals. A lot of prep. It takes a lot of time. Everything is from scratch. These are home-cooked meals.
These are violets, so they're edible.
We just go really creative with the food. We try to do the most beautiful plating that we can do. I'm inspired to keep going because the need has not stopped. It's a great feeling to know that I'm able to ease the burden, if just a little bit.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care.
I'm giving them a sense of understanding that we are in it together, a sense of knowing that people in your community do care.
There's an old Irving Berlin song that asks, how deep is the ocean? The answer is more than 36,000 feet. But the world's deepest swimming pool for diving can also make eyes water. Located in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, it's almost 197 feet deep, and it takes more than 3.5 million gallons of fresh water to fill it up. It has an underwater city and film studio, and while we don't know how much it costs to build this thing, the world's second deepest pool in Poland cost more than 10 million, so probably more than that. So if you want to build one of your own, you might have to dig deep, have deep pockets, have a deep-seated need for diving that knows no depth. You might have to dry off any bathophobia and pool your resources, because this could take more coins than a wishing well. Fridays are awesome! Want to give a shout-out to Tri-Valley High School. It is located in Colton, South Dakota. Thank you for your request on our YouTube channel. I'm Carl Azuz, wishing all of you a wonderful weekend.